Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 3rd, 2023. Today is Monday in Holy Week. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. The poetic vision the prophet sets forth in today's passage is a hopeful one. The new thing God is about to do through the faithful, suffering servant is to establish universal justice through the irresistible power of gentleness. Moreover, this justice will not be simply for the covenant people, but rather through the gift of the covenant people, justice will be birthed into the entire world. When the prophets talk about justice, they are not primarily talking about a legal system. Instead, the word the prophets use, which is translated justice, literally means to make right. Justice, then, is first and foremost a relational term. Justice will have arrived in its fullness when all people everywhere are living in right relationship with God, one another, and the natural creation. While this expansive vision of justice may seem hopelessly naive and completely unattainable, it nevertheless drives prophetic preaching and continues to fuel the furtive quest for justice in our own day. Every action people of faith take towards restoration and reconciliation, and every action people of faith take to end inequality and inequity, are actions towards God's vision for human flourishing. One of the most frustrating aspects for anyone or any organization working towards justice in our own time is that the work always seems to be a one step forward, two steps back enterprise. Tomorrow is the 55th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. As I've read Martin's biography, I know that at first he was a reluctant leader in the movement, which would finally, with great pain, great agony, great suffering, force our country to confront the ways in which it continued to miserably fail to live up to its own stated values. In the face of cruelty and continued harassment, King persisted in his struggle for basic civil rights for all people in the United States. Here's one of my favorite King quotes about justice. Human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step towards the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. The civil rights movement in the United States in the early 1960s drew its inspiration from both the biblical Exodus narrative and the preaching of the Old Testament prophets. King, along with other leaders, saw their work as in keeping with the prophets, who understood that there would be no justice until justice rolled down like mighty waters and soaked everyone and everything in God's righteousness. The prophetic vision of the suffering servant is emphatic that the servant will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice on the earth. The church, throughout the centuries, has identified these verses with the eschatological ministry of Jesus. In this understanding, the ministry that Jesus began in his earthly ministry continues through the church under the aegis of the Holy Spirit and will be brought to fulfillment at the end of time when God's new thing finally arrives in its totality. In the meantime, we work and pray towards the vision of Isaiah and all of the prophets, understanding that every action we take toward reconciliation and restoration is a pointer towards God's dream for all creation. Or, as Martin Luther King Jr. said elsewhere, The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.